gardeners are frugal. There's no better plant than a free plant. So if you can get it to survive the winter, that's pretty much a free plant for next year that you don't have to spend money on.
Holly Scoggins, director of the Hahn Horticulture Garden at Virginia Tech, points to a striking specimen with huge, lustrous leaves that stands as tall as we do.
This is a colocasia. They're called elephant ears. This is colocasia black coral. This is a brand new introduction that we're really proud to have here at the garden. And it's got 2 to 3 foot glossy black leaves with a bit of a purple hue to the stem. So this is definitely a plant that I would want to save over the winter.
Scoggins says it is possible to get tropical plants through the winter, but it takes work. It means digging them up, shaking off the loose soil, and storing them in a place cool enough to stop their growing cycles, but not so cold that they freeze entirely. She says the key is to know when the frost dates are for your area.
A lot of times your tender plants, it won't hurt them if they get a little frost damage. In fact, it kind of helps slow things down if you're going to dig them up and move them.
There's also a less labor-intensive approach that can help some plants weather the winter. Technically, it's called taking your chances.
There's a wonderful term, tender perennials or temperennials, and this is a whole class of plants that may come back or may not come back. It depends on the winter, depends on the amount of moisture we get, depends on snow cover. Snow is an excellent insulator, actually.
But some people who may remain nameless just can't bear to leave their favorite plants out there to brave the cold months. Scoggins says there's a name for that.
We hate to see it go, and we call it pet plant syndrome. And there's a plant that you bought at a nursery far away, you mail ordered it, it was expensive, it was passed down from a friend. We just can't let it go, so we do our best to help it survive the winter to be planted out another day.
Still, sometimes even the most careful planning won't help keep outdoor plants alive indoors. But with the optimism of an associate professor of horticulture, Scoggins says that can lead to yet another of the joys of gardening.
As most good gardeners know, a dead plant is an opportunity. So you can go out in the spring and get something new to put there. So that's just the upside of your plants not making it through winter.
The first frosts in Virginia normally arrive in mid-October and don't depart until the middle of May. I'm Robbie Harris.